Kid in the background, and Billy Joel does not live too far from Bethpage Black, site of the PGA. And we welcome in Ann Ligori, who, of course, is our golf expert. She's got her program from 7 to 8 tomorrow morning, special on the PGA. So be sure to tune in to that. Welcome in, Ann. And I imagine, you know, as much as I've had my problems with the Tiger-centric stories that come out all the time. I mean, the promos on TV were like, Tiger, Tiger, Tiger. Now that he's not going to be playing this weekend, I imagine that the ratings are going to be down and maybe even the attendance will be down a little bit.
Well, I hope not. I really hope not, because I just hope that people can appreciate this dominating performance by Brooks Koepka. You know, there's just, he's just been so stellar, and I just hope the ratings aren't down because Tiger didn't make the cut. I mean, this Koepka is just such a joy to watch. You know, he's so powerful. He hits the ball so pure. I just hope, you know, golf fans can really get into it and just, you know, appreciate what he's doing out there. I mean, the precision in which he hits his irons, Richard. That first hole yesterday, he bombed the ball 331 yards. And, you know, he cut it. And could you imagine, you know, the look on Tiger's face? I mean, and then, he wedges it to within 59 yards and puts it inside 4 feet and makes the birdie on the very first hole. I mean, I just think what he's doing is so extraordinary that I hope fans can appreciate it, and certainly hope the ratings will indicate that.
Well, you know, it's interesting because Tiger was a generational golfer. You know, when we heard, hey, you're not going to get another Tiger who dominates for years and decades, you know, this is a once-in-a-lifetime thing. And yet, I mean, if you look at Koepka, who's three of the last six majors and maybe on his way to winning this one, probably on his way to winning this one, he's starting to exert kind of that Tiger-type dominance, and yet we don't hear any of that stuff. Now, maybe it's because he's emerging at age 29 as opposed to as early as Tiger did, but this guy could be the guy that beats Jack for the majors if he keeps it up.
You know, I absolutely agree with you. This guy has been a star, you know, the last year and a half, and nobody really paid much attention to it. And that's just really unfortunate. But yeah, the similarities are there. And he admitted that, you know, a couple of years ago when he played with Tiger, he just watched everything that Tiger did, and he wasn't focusing on his own game. He was just, you know, he was so in awe of playing with him years ago and just growing up idolizing him. He said that changed very quickly. He said he doesn't even think about it anymore. Obviously, he's certainly not intimidated by him at all. And the similarities, I think, also the way they approach the game mentally, particularly when, you know, Tiger was dominating. I mean, if you watch Brooks and hear him and really listen to what he's been saying, mentally, his approach to golf is just fascinating to me. He gets rid of all the excess baggage that can pop up in one's mind when you're in that position. He doesn't think about the pressure. He doesn't think about the expectations. He basically says, and he's used this description a couple times, he just dummy downs everything in his head so that he can just focus on the next shot. And so I can't think of anybody who is that mentally strong, or we're so close at Augusta National. And you know, how long did it take you to rebound? He said, rebound. He said, that's old news. He said, I don't like coming in second, he said, but you know, I'm on to the next week. That, you know, I'm on to the next shot. He doesn't think about that kind of thing. And that's what I'm talking about as far as his mental strength goes. So,
yeah, and that's the kind of thing. You've played golf. I've played golf. That's the kind of thing you got to do, is just put that last bad shot behind you. Because if you start thinking when you're facing a 3-foot putt, geez, I missed a 3-footer back on number two. You start getting into a self-defeating mind thing. And that's very, very difficult to get out of. So I think his approach, like a relief pitcher who has a bad outing, yeah, next day you forget all about that and you move on.
Absolutely. And, you know, to do that when you're playing with the current Masters champion and not to even think about it. And he said he enjoyed all the, you know, all the kind of attention that, you know, brought all the spectators to watch them, and they were there obviously to watch Tiger, you know, and he said he enjoyed that aspect of it. So it none of that bothers him, as he just thinks about the very next shot. And as you know, that's really hard to do. So it'll be interesting to see if I'm sure he'll continue that approach this weekend, being so far in the lead, you know, by 7 shots, you know, a 36-hole, just a PGA championship history as far as the lead goes. It will be interesting to see if he, you know, kind of wavers from that just a little bit. But, you know, yesterday after his round, he said that he said it probably sounds bad, but today was a battle. He said, I didn't strike it that good. He said, you know, he was leaking a few to the right. So he went to the range last night, Richard, and hit balls until dark. I mean, it was just unbelievable to see that he felt that, you know, he didn't play that well, as well as he could have yesterday. And I'm looking at the stats here, and he hit 10 of 14 fairways, and he hit 15 of 18 greens in regulation, yet he felt like he didn't have his A game yesterday.
Yeah, and with his driver, I mean, he hits it so far, like on 18, for example, he hit it so far, even though he was in the rough, he was so close and has such a good short game that he was able to knock it within a few feet and make the birdie putt. So even though the rough there is really pretty treacherous, this guy's distance almost more than makes up for it. Why do you think he hasn't been acknowledged? I mean, is it lack of charisma? Is it because Tiger dominates his sport so much that others fall in the background? What do you think that Koepka hasn't emerged as the guy now?
That's a, you know, really good question. Obviously, everybody's been focusing on Tiger and, you know, whether he was playing or not, that's all people really wanted to write about. And, you know, obviously what Tiger did at the Masters was just magical. And, you know, this just epic comeback was extraordinary. So, you know, I can understand that. But, you know, the fact that last year at the U.S. Open at Shinnecock, here was the defending champion, Brooks Koepka. And after the first round, he was in the flash area, and nobody went to talk to him. You know, it was just incredible. So, you know, what he did at Erin Hills was amazing. And then to go and defend his title at Shinnecock, you know, he never complained about the course setup. He just, again, just, you know, focused on the major. I'm not sure why people didn't give him the recognition that he deserved back then. You know, I think he's brutally honest. I really, really admire his honesty. And I think if you really sit down and listen in these press conferences to what he has to say, I admire the guy so much. I've been a Brooks Koepka fan for over a year and a half now. And I'm not sure why people don't give him the credit he deserves. Well, that certainly has changed this weekend. Yeah. He is a star. And if people don't realize that he is a major, major star who could, you know, go on and win many, many more majors, then something's wrong.
And do you think Sunday night we will be looking at this and going, wow, this is a record-breaking historic performance? Or do you think that Adam Scott or Jordan Spieth or Dustin Johnson or somebody will come up with an incredible round and actually beat him?
Well, I don't think Koepka is going to falter, but having said that, you know, I'm happy that Jordan Spieth, you know, shot that 466. He's in second place. You know, there hasn't been much attention on Jordan Spieth, who obviously is trying to become the sixth player ever to achieve a career Grand Slam. And, you know, he's been in a slump. He even said he hasn't been in contention on a Sunday since the British Open. So I like to see Spieth play well. Adam Scott, boy, he had a chance to make history, and then he three putt on 17, and it's nice to see Adam Scott play well. But this weekend is, you know, certainly going to belong to Brooks Koepka. He deserves it. I can't imagine, even if he, you know, falters on a couple holes, I can't imagine him giving up this lead. I just think he's too mentally strong, and I don't think he's going to let the pressure get to him.
Yeah, I mean, 7 shots. I mean, you'd have to get 67, 66 just to tie him if he shoots par And, you know, obviously just him shooting par the way he's playing would be a really high score. So I agree with you. I mean, I think this tournament is pretty much in the bag. But, hey, we've seen crazy things happen before, so you never know.
You never know. That's why they go out and play, Richard. That's why it makes it so exciting. But I do hope, getting back to your initial question, that, you know, golf fans will appreciate what Brooks Koepka is doing and tune in. I mean, it's, you know, look, it's too bad Tiger didn't make the weekend. You know, he seemed a little under the weather. He made a couple of references that you know, he didn't feel well, that he didn't have the energy to play well. And you saw that tee shot he hit on the very first hole that went into the high fescue. There were so many fans that gathered around. It took him a while to clear the spectators out. And people were taking pictures of his ball in the fescue.
Oh, it's crazy. It's crazy.
It was just a circus out there. But yeah,
I have to ask you before we let you go.
Yes.
What do you think of Phil Mickelson's calves? Do you know this story?
No.
Okay.
Well, I love his shorts, but...
Well, that's it. Apparently, he was playing one of his practice rounds in shorts, and people got a load of his calves, and that's become like a cult thing. It's all over Twitter. It's all over social media that Mickelson's got these massive calves. And, you know, people have teased him through his whole career about, you know, being a little pudgy, not in great shape. But they're now just, you know, there are pictures all over the place of Mickelson in shorts and people marveling at his calves, believe it or not.
I love it. Well, you know, I mean, hey, he's going to be 49 soon. If he has calves like that at 49, you got to give him a lot of credit.
Okay, well, I thought you would have been one of the first to notice, but I guess not. Okay, Ann, tomorrow morning, 7 to 8 o'clock, tune into The Fan, and you can catch Ann Liguori. And you got anything you can tell us about, a little preview?
Oh, absolutely. Warren Botke, who was Brooks Koepka's coach when Brooks was 10 and a half to 17 years of age. Warren's going to come on with me tomorrow morning and tell me a little bit about that experience coaching Brooks, what Brooks was like at that age. We'll get inside his head a little bit. And then the great Charlie Robson, who is the chairman of this championship, will join me as well. So we have a big show lined up for you tomorrow morning from 7 to 8, and I hope people call in and share their thoughts about this incredible PGA Championship.
Great. Okay. Ann Liguori on the PGA. We will be back in just a bit with Eddie C.